Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Rehate as Mike Shope from WGR 550, our sister station, joins us. We've had Mike on the show for almost 6 years, I think, at this point in time, throughout these playoff games, throughout these regular season games. What's going on, Mike? Good to have you on the show again, man.
You guys again. Let's see.
Every couple of months.
Seems like it. I feel like I bug Alex all the time in the off season because my thinking is, like, Buffalo is more like Kansas City. And I think you've got baseball, too.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys are like, Buffalo? Really? Why would I do that in the summer? Just, like, you know, wait until the Friday before the game.
Yeah, look, I'm curious how you guys have been talking about this game all week, Mike, because in the past, I think it's gotten to a point, I would assume from the outside, that, you know, hey, regular season, Buffalo has won these, but everybody recognizes that it hasn't mattered come playoff time. But now you go into this week, and while that might be true, these two teams, you know, the Chiefs have 3 losses, the Bills have 2. They're both dealing with serious division competition for the first time in a while.
Yes, incredibly. The In the Hunt Bowl this week as we enter November. But, I think I'm interested in how have the fans been talking about it. The fans, I think, are on edge. Like, largely, the Bills lost their 2 games before the bye. They go to Carolina. They win 40-9. The fans I talked to really were not impressed, and the betting markets were not impressed. Last year, the Bills were 2.5-point favorites for this game, and I think Kansas City was 9-0. And so here it's 5-3 versus 5-2. And it's the Chiefs who are 2-point favorites. Like, what would the spread be if the game were there? 6? I mean, that just seems kind of wild. So I think there is a certain, whether it's public or sharp, there's a certain attitude about this matchup that the Chiefs are a level above. And I can't tell you that talking to people around here that doesn't make sense, if that sentence makes sense. I think, you know, Buffalo has a long-standing sort of a deeply rooted, pessimistic attitude. And these Allen years have pushed against that. But I don't know. Like, I'm not somebody either who thinks the regular season and the playoffs really have to be that, like, fundamentally different. So the fact that the Bills have won these last 4 regular season games and then lost the 4 playoff games, I don't know what to do with that.
Having learned the lesson of, like, watching these two teams play, what do you think is the – because they both score more points than normal than their defenses give up. They both put up massive numbers. Mahomes is slightly ahead in yards or touchdowns, but not as significant as some people would make it out to be. Do you just chalk this up to, like, why the – I guess that's the thing. Why the playoffs versus the regular season do they come up just one short, other than just the small thing that is, like, Mahomes in the playoffs, ooh, he gets it. Because, like, on our end, that's all it feels like to us. I don't feel like Josh Allen plays bad in those games. We've actually largely defended Josh Allen in those games.
No, I mean, the numbers are incredible for Allen. And Mahomes against Buffalo, I mean, he just never throws an interception. He hardly ever gets sacked. I still want to hold true to how I feel like football works. And I think while there can be teams who are pulling away in their divisions, holding things back for the playoffs, there probably is a little bit of that. But I just don't want to overrate that. And I think it just has – I mean, the Chiefs have had three of the four games at home in these playoff meetings, and the game they won here, the Chiefs averaged 9 yards per play. I mean, the Bills are down a couple of guys on defense, and they run a fake punt that doesn't work. They miss the field goal. To me, that's it's sort of – the scale is tipped toward – I don't feel like that's a January thing more than it is a random thing. But at the same time, the season was on the line last year – and it's fourth and short, and the Chiefs run a heavy blitz from the left, and the Bills are not ready for it. Dalton Kincaid drops a tough pass, and it's over at that point. And you have another game where the Chiefs score in the 30s in a season where they rarely or at all did that. I think they hit 30 once, right, last year, but
never
more?
It was very few, maybe twice, but it wasn't very often. Versus this year, Mike, their offense is scoring, and from look, I don't watch every snap of Buffalo, but the defense looked suspect before being out maybe Shaq this weekend and obviously losing their best defensive lineman to injury. Where is the Bills' defense? I know it's worse than previous Bills' defenses. Where do you think it is amongst NFL teams, and where can they be exposed?
I think it's the worst it's ever been under Sean McDermott. I think, I mean, they're now saying Taylor Rapp is out for the season at safety. I don't think he was really good, but he was a starting safety. So Oliver, Rapp, Thompson, Milano's in and out. I mean, he's on the cusp of, you know, it's going to be over for him pretty soon. Jordan Poyer starts this game, and they dumped him 2 years ago because of his age. Miami dumped him after that, and now he's back. So I think they're desperate. The trade deadline is Tuesday, and while we do have a never-ending conversation about weapons in Buffalo, I think defense is where they're probably in more trouble, because Allen can cover for most, as he has, in my opinion, for a few years. He can cover for their, you know, relative weaknesses at receiver.
Sure.
We're talking to Mike Schoep from WGR 550 up in Buffalo. You mentioned the trade deadline. Just curious, because we, of course, are keeping an eye on it here in Kansas City as well. Is Sunday a big swing for that in your mind? Like, if Buffalo goes out and gets torched defensively, let's just say by Kansas City, does that make it almost a necessity, or are they already there to go make a move at the deadline?
It wouldn't help. I mean, or it would maybe push them that little bit further to do something. Yeah. I mean, I think, wasn't it last year maybe where moves were made the week before and we had a little bit, New England played around a little bit, but that didn't happen at all here. And the Chiefs, I mean, these teams are kind of like trading places from last year when they met, because the Chiefs had the perfect record, but nobody was really that impressed. And Buffalo was pretty much rolling, but they'd lost a couple games. They were chasing. They win the game here. I mean, again, there's a 4.5-point shift in the spread from this game last year to this year, and the records are worse. So in terms of the deadline, Brandon Bean, the GM here, has made moves. I don't think he's skittish about that. He doesn't have tons of flexibility, less and less all the time with cap stuff. So I'd expect him to be in on whoever the candidates are. I think most of all in the secondary. To lose Oliver up front makes defensive tackle another position in need, and there's a draft pick who's hurt, Sanders, and they're really not in great shape there either. I think this game could be a determining factor in how they play it, but I kind of think they would play it the same way no matter what happens on Sunday. The Bills have a New England problem that's new, and it's interesting how New England and Denver are a little bit parallel in the challenges that our teams face, because the Bills and Chiefs have not really had this problem for a long time.
When you look at, I guess, I am curious where Bills fans, you mentioned they're really down on the team right now. If they lose to the Chiefs this Sunday, and let's say either it's the Chiefs or any team beats them in the playoffs again this year, is McDermott done there? Is there a world in which McDermott doesn't keep his job after this season?
I don't think it's impossible that he's out, but I wouldn't either assume it. For me, I can just give you my opinion. I don't know how the owner is thinking,
sure,
and I think it'll be up to him. And there's still too much golf left, so to speak, to really know. But after, like, we get calls after all these losses. They've lost to Kansas City four times in the playoffs in 5 years. We get the same calls every year. Guys, they're never going to win with him. And I think that I got to a point after last year where the Chiefs had been so, I think, kind of bad on offense. And they're ripping passes to Juju Smith-Schuster and Kareem Hunt's breaking off runs. Like, what year is this? Like, how is Buffalo not up to this? And for me, it was the game where, all right, I got one more year of this in me, maybe. But, you know, I don't make the decision. It's been 8 years. It's been pretty much an unprecedented run of success. I mean, the Super Bowl years were about the same length, and, you know, those were great seasons. But I think I'd be at a point, if they lose the same, what I've been saying, Cody, since the summer, is if they lose the same way this year, I think I have to be done.
How much do the Patriots factor into that now, too? I mean, we all know they were down for multiple years post-Tom Brady. Now it looks like they got their quarterback. He's a legit MVP candidate. I'm not saying he'll win it, but he's a candidate. And we all know their schedule is super soft. It's not like the Bills have the toughest, but the Patriots, one of the softer schedules I've seen in a while from a team that is in the hunt, in the mix as well. How much do you think that adds to this conversation about McDermott, even the conversation around this game on Sunday, knowing that the Patriots seem to be for real?
It could mean something in the long term, but it's definitely super important in the short term. I was thinking about the other day, and I tweeted this, how so the Bills are 5-2. New England is 6-2. This Chiefs game is always the game of the year, kind of, almost in the league. But if Buffalo goes 6-0 from here to get to 11-2, and New England against Cupcakes is 10-3, so 4-1, really they have to be, if you pardon the math, the Patriots have to be two games behind the Bills by week 15 when they meet again for that game not to be the game of the season in the division. Because if New England is a game behind and wins, they'll have swept and have the tie. So this game is fancy and sexy. That game is the one that will have, I think, the most to do with how the playoff structure ends up. And now, you're instead of the annual AFC South Invitational in the 4-5, it looks more like that's the Ravens in the 4, and maybe the winner, or, you know, more so the loser of this game could be the 5. And I mean, that's hot, mm-hmm. but that's not what anybody drew up before we started.
What do you think the game script looks like on Sunday before we let you go, Mike? You mentioned the spread and everything, but do you think this is another one of those where somebody's winning by a point or two, or do you think this is a year where, based off of what we perceive to be a pretty clear discrepancy, at least on the defensive side, that this could be a little more ugly than normal?
It's hard to say. I mean, the Bills want to be a James Cook team. Allen is a game manager these days. I mean, he's just handing off to Cook. Cook's rushing for more yards than Allen is throwing for last week by a lot.
Crazy.
Like, that's kind of how they, I know, right? Every time they hand the ball off to James Cook, two things happen. One, I cringe. Two, he runs for 30 yards. Like this. I mean, I hate it, but it's what they've built. And I doubt that they're going to really stray from that here. If Allen threw the ball more than 40 times in this game, that would be a real diversion, or they're just really behind. So I think, you know, Kansas City looks so sharp lately that we'll see what the Bills can come up with to disrupt that. It will not be easy, whether that's blitzes. Haven't they shown Mahomes and Reed everything by now? I don't know how they do it unless Bosa gives them a game, someone new. Maybe you get a couple of takeaways. They're at home. That might be what they need to win. For Kansas City, you can't exactly, and the Chiefs, of course, know what they're doing here, and Spagnuolo's been through this matchup so many times. I don't think he's going to load up on James Cook. They might put up with some modest success from Cook and hope to, hold to field goals. I got to find out when I get to work whether the kicker is good to go here, Prater, because he was limited the last 2 weeks. I don't know where that stands. Do you guys?
No, I haven't seen.
We weren't aware that was more in doubt. So, okay, that is interesting. Something to keep an eye on in that game.
Now you got me looking, of course.
Mike,
we can talk
appreciate
about it in 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, appreciate it. I'll check in with you here in a couple hours on your show. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.